Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. Christianity is centered around the cross of Christ. That was Paul's reason for writing. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1, 22 and 23. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 and 2. How can anyone question the significance of the cross to God's people? A great number of Christian hymns focus on the cross of Christ. How could the place of the cross in the scheme of human redemption be expressed more beautifully than in the song, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," by Isaac Watts? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them for His blood. The remarkable feature of the cross is explained by Paul in these words: But God commends His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, 8. There was nothing in any human being which made us worthy of Christ dying for us. It was by God's grace and by Christ's love that Jesus died to redeem us from our sins. Even as the Son of Man came, not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many. Matthew 20, 28. If the cross of Jesus Christ was such a magnanimous gesture on God's part, how could anyone find it offensive and determined to counteract its influence in the saving of mankind? There probably are several reasons why some men and women become enemies of the cross, but one of the main ones is that many of us do not like to admit a need for a Savior. We do not like to confess that we are sinners. Many of us apparently believe we can save ourselves, that is, if we need saving. Others would like to be saved, but see no need for anyone's dying to save us. At a recent conference in Minnesota, some radical feminists ridiculed the idea of a dying Savior. They said they did not want to be saved by anyone's blood. The Jews, according to Paul, thought of the cross as an offense or a stumbling block. 1 Corinthians 1, 23. The Jews, no doubt, were remembering the Old Testament's teaching concerning a man's hanging on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God. That your land be not defiled, which the Lord your God gives you for an inheritance. Deuteronomy 21, 23. But Christ's voluntary death on the cross purchased our salvation. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is every one who hangs on a tree." Galatians 3, 13. The Gentiles also had problems with Christ being crucified. They could see absolutely no advantage to having a dead Savior. They thought it was all very foolish, and it would have been if Christ had not been raised from the dead. Were the Jews and the Gentiles enemies of the cross of Christ? Are there men and women today, even in religious circles, who are enemies of the cross of Christ? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.